Hello and welcome. It is the 18th of January. It would be, a Thursday. Yay, the day before Friday. Woot. I believe this is Unplugged, episode number 2 of Hearth of Ryu. And it's unscripted and unmusical.
Just like all the other ones. Well, there's only one other, so just like the other one. And just like the others to come in the future. So, I just have a few things to introduce today. First of which would be my reviews. I'm going to do reviews. But today's are just going to be two quick reviews of things. Tomorrow's will be a regular episode. And it will be on one thing, but it will be one of my full reviews. These are just going to be a quick little talk about good, bad, quick sort of rate thing. Tomorrow's will be more in depth. Well, it'll either be Friday or Saturdays, but anyways, it'll be more in-depth, and I'll have a lot more to discuss and share about it, and why, and it's good and bad, and all these things. Yeah. I just wanted to also make a little note that I got two more bands added onto my MP3 player, and a whole bunch of songs from them. One is Alice Nine, who I haven't listened to all their stuff yet, or that much, only about three singles, maybe an album, part of an album. And the other band is Miavi. Well, he's not a band, he's a solo artist at Harmony. Miavi, which I have heard a lot of his songs, but now I have almost all of his songs. And I am so happy. I love his music. I love him as a solo artist. But apparently he's going to form a band and be a solo artist at the same time. I don't know how that's going to work, don't ask. Really, I don't know. So, yeah, I got not much to do today. I don't know how long this is going to turn out to be. Yeah, that's kind of hard to say. Because I'm kind of just ranting. I really don't have any serious thing to take care of. I mean, this one's not going to be a filler, per se, but it's not going to be a regular episode. That's why I'm calling it Unplugged. Also because I don't have time to record it and get all the music together. So, yeah. Well, now that I look at it, today's a day late. This episode is supposed to be for today, but I'm recording it at 9:42 p.m. I would say I'm a bit late on it, so I'm just going to release it tomorrow morning. It'll be for the Friday one. So I guess I should say today is the 19th of January, and it's, yay, happy Friday. But it's not. So, I'm going to do two quick reviews on two things that I've had my eye on, and I just got done using. The first is Deer and Gray's newest DVD, I think, yeah, it's their newest, although they're releasing a new one for Anot, which is all the America Showcase Tour, which bastards only give it to the Anot version, and people in Japan, who can only be in Japan to be in Anot, but it'll get put on YouTube and the internet, and we'll be able to get it anyways. They apparently don't know that. But I don't know if you want the track listing here. How are we doing on time? Probably not too far. Yeah, not really that far at all. So let's see. It has about, Oh, 24, 25 tracks. It's quite nice. Actually, it's the regular edition, by the way. I tried to get the fancy version, but it was sold out. Yeah, so I had no choice. But still, this new original version, it is quite nice. I really love it, although I still have to say the Tour 04 Code of Vulgarism is the best. It still kills them all. But this one runs a close third, actually, I have to say. The Final Five Ugly Kingdom concert DVD of 02, is that correct? Hold on. I have to check this. Now I'm curious. 2003, pardon me. I think that one was second best of Old Grissom. But this one runs at third, definitely. I mean, Blitz was okay, but no, it's better. And it has some good songs. Kyo sings pretty freaking amazing in this. I mean, he sings good, but he sometimes has a little too much backup and a little bit too much, I don't know how to put it, screamo. But in this, the audience sings backup for him for a lot of the songs, and for the slow ones like Ido Shisa, Fuhai wa Nitsuki, and Higeki Hamabuto wo Orushita Otsu, he sings amazingly. These slow songs, they're amazing. I mean, touching, just tear your heart out and cry sort of thing, you know? So, the one way to get a DVD to my heart, first off the bat, is what this one does. It's widescreen. Vulgarism's full screen. Five Ugly is widescreen. But this DVD is widescreen, and I love widescreen. It's amazing. So that puts a little jump on the timer, or radar, pardon me. And the song choice is pretty... Actually, I would agree with the song choice in order, too. It came out pretty well. And they do it smoothly. Like, transitioning from song to song, they don't start, introduce, and go. Like, Gazette tends to do. They just play it, and play it, and play it, and play it. In a row. And it's just great. And, I mean, usually they take a break or a little, you know, water break or something when they're changing the mood of the song. Like, for example, you start out with Clever Sleazoid and Saku, Beautiful Dirt, that sort of stuff. But after Beautiful Dirt is Jesus Christ on Ah. But before they do that, they take a short 2-3 minute break. And they play that. After that's Machiavellism and a few other hard ones. They get to Dead Tree later on. And they take another break before going to Merciless Cult, Audience Killer Loop, and Spilled Milk and Sea. So, they kind of take a short little 2 minute break to kind of divide up the mood. So, I like that too. It's a brilliant idea and it works out pretty well. Most people don't recognize that, but I do. I'm crazy like that. So, overall, the quality of the video is pretty good, but it's not perfect. Sorry to say, it's not. It just... The Tour 03 and the Tour 04, crystal clear. This is crystal clear, but it has a few smudges, if you know what I mean. I mean, one part the lights are flashing too much and gets a little pixelated in little parts. But it's no big deal. It really doesn't distract you. You have to look hard to see it. But I do. I analyze things to death. Like, stab to death sort of thing. So, overall... I rate out of a 10 system. Oh, I guess I should point this out now rather than later. There goes my excellent planning skills. But I rate things out of 10. I used to do 5 when I write articles for a website newspaper that does anime reviews. But I mean, I kind of liked it, but it didn't turn out the way I thought, and I found a new system for grading these kind of things that are quick and easy that seemed to work for me anyways. So, out of 10, that's what I rate these as. And this Tour 05, It Withers and Withers DVD by Dengay would have to get a 9. It's perfect. There are a few little itchy, scratchy pieces there. But it's perfect. The only complaint I have is that it disappoints when compared to their older stuff. I mean, I can't help but compare to their older stuff, especially with the kick-ass vulgarism over here I have on my entertainment center right here. I'm looking at it every now and then because it's just the best damn thing they've ever made. If you get a chance, buy it. It's worth whatever price tag it's on now. Honestly, and it comes with some. The last 5 songs, or so we'll say, they do an encore on the Vulgarism, They mix and match two concerts. One Kyo has black hair, the other has blonde hair, and it's all poofy, with little braid things hanging down, like in his child preview. But the funny thing is they mix it up and shuffle it. At the end, they mix up those encores. But in the special features in Vulgarism, you can watch the encores on their own to see what songs were played in between what you get to see on the regular movie. Plus, there are 2 5-10 minute backstage things from each of the concerts as well. So that is really nice, and you get to see Kyo's body. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so yes, with all that in mind, I mean, this one disappoints. And sorry, it has no special features at all. It has less songs. The lights are less. The songs are. Well, I have to admit, the song performance is pretty high up. But Kyo's singing beats all of these out of the water, really. It's just amazing for this one. So, at about 10, I'd give it a 9 as a final. Yeah, that's my final answer, is a 9 for this Tour 05 at Weathers and Weathers DVD by Darren Gray. And hold on, let me get the other item that I'll be reviewing. Okay, the other thing, well, I don't know how international things work and how trade and commerce and things get moved over that way and that way and that way. I'm not too specific on this at all, but books by Stephen King I'm obsessed with. Not all of them, I must admit. I'm a fanboy of his, but not of everything of his. But he's released two books. One, the newest one, which has been a big hit, so if you're a fan or you've even heard of him, you definitely have heard of this book. It's called Lizzie's Story. It's not Lizzie or Lizzie. He does not like it when you call it by the wrong name. It's Lizzie. Lizzie's Story. And apparently fans all over, I'm reading it right now. I got it for Christmas, and I still have not been able to touch it because I'm trying to finish these other books. But it's a big hardcover book. It's only in hardcover right now. Apparently, he said that the paperback won't be released until late February into early summer. So, I don't know how that would work, but I can't wait that long for something this good that I've been hearing. But anyways, before that, they finally released a paperback to his book Cell, which came out just before Lizzie's Story. Basically, what this is about is a graphic artist, Clay Riddle, who was in the heart of Boston a beautiful afternoon when all of a sudden hell breaks loose. Everybody on their cell phone making a call at the time, either on it or not on it, when they possess a cell phone, it goes off. And if they answer or if they're on it, I can't spoil this, so something happens and they go crazy. You'll later learn what happens, of course. It sounds kind of crazy, and the characters through the story never really quite understand what's going on. But it's based on theory, so they have to go on what their instincts tell them, but they can't go on what truth tells them because it doesn't make any sense. So basically, they're doing things that they think are right, but may not be right, and sometimes it doesn't end up to be right, but all in the end. Well, let's just say the end doesn't piss me off, but it drives me crazy. It's one of those, not quite a cliffhanger, but a cliffhanger. I mean, it leads you up to this big old huge event, and then it cuts off, and you're thinking, well, did it happen? Was that good? I mean, should he have done that? And honestly, I don't know what to think. I mean, I'm going to reread the book eventually. I read all of Stephen King's books twice. There's always something the second time that I catch that I missed the first time I read it. So yes, I got to read it again, but that'll be when I'm done with all my books now, which will probably be in 3 months. I have a lot to read. I'm a reading freak. I read like 20 pages every night of a book. And people think I'm weird because of that, but I love it. And screw everybody that thinks reading is bad. I'll kick your ass. Okay. So anyways, basically everybody with a cell phone goes crazy, starts killing, murdering, slaughtering in really bad ways too. Any way they can. Teeth, nails, boots, glasses, I mean, slice and dice and blow up. And every place in the world has this. And that's when they start learning about these zombie-like people that haven't died. They start flocking. And they learn things about them. And they start taking over and challenging. And all these things happen, yet somehow they stay alive and they don't get attacked, really. So, I mean, it's kind of weird how he set these characters. First of all, are brilliantly designed. They are gorgeously come up with. You picture them in your mind. You see them. You know how they would react to a situation if you threw them one, even though they're not real. And then you get these mindless people, zombies, I guess you could say, that flock. You don't know how they would act, yet he sets it up so you would know how they'd act. And if you were there, you could come up with a way to defeat them, even if it wouldn't work. I mean, you would be... He sets them up and describes them so well that you could see them, you could predict about them what you think, and, I mean, it's as if you're really there reading a journal of somebody's life. It's nothing less than that. And it's nothing worse than his best work. I mean, this thing is pretty amazing. It's a page-turner, definitely. If you're into zombie movies, then not many people are into zombie movies and books and stuff like that. I don't care for movies, personally. Books, I haven't read too many zombie ones, so if you have a good zombie book or a horror book, email me its title. I need a new one. Well, that is when I'm unpiled of all these books that are cluttering my face and infesting it. And my eyes are probably going to go crazy. I'm going to probably have like a migraine tomorrow from all the reading I did today. I've done quite a crap load. But, I mean, yeah. I have a lot to do. A lot to do. And this book I finished about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and I just started a new book now that I've been meaning to read for a while. I have another book in wait. I have Lizzie's story to get to. I have a book called The Historian by Elizabeth. I can't pronounce your last name. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. And I have a book called The Eight, still on hold too, that I have. I just haven't read. Haven't had the time to get to yet because I have all these other books to read through. And I'm getting sidetracked again and again and again and again. Good thing this is unscripted and good thing I don't care. If you're listening, I'm sorry, this is probably boring you, but I'll get back on track. All of this happened in Cell. I mean, when they got the call and they got this random transmission of whatever it was to make them go psycho, I'm saying whatever it was because I don't want to spoil anything, happened on October 1st at exactly 3:03 p.m. at 0 seconds. It just happened exactly at that time. The book lasts, it's divided into sections like he does, and then the chapters, I guess you could say, and then mini sections. But it starts at about the first, a little bit before that, but then it goes to October 20-something, Somewhere around there. I mean, it lasts about a week. I think a week. Well, no, not 20-something, but it lasts about a week. Or the time in there passes about a week or two. Can't remember for too sure, but something like that. No more than 3 weeks at all. And you're just following this guy. And this group he collects as they go through this hell and fight through things and try to figure out who's good, who's bad. And the bad guys, or the zombies, start to adapt. So, I mean, sometimes you honestly cannot tell whether the guy you're talking to is a zombie or a regular person trying to fight for their life. And it's a page-turner. It's a definite page-turner. It enslaves your mind, too. Because you think, wow, what would happen if this could happen? Because this could happen somehow, you know. You're thinking, well, they could do this and this and this. Terrorists could, and then we would become like this. And then, oh my gosh, what do we do to protect against that? And you're getting all these things in your head because your mind's going, oh my god, I believe this is going to happen. Oh no, run, 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 run. But in some part of you, you're thinking, no, this can't work. This, no. Just, no. Don't even try. It won't work. But it's crazy because you think it would because he sets it up that well. Sets it up so great that every ounce of you pretty much believes that it could happen if you just figured out a way. And that way is found out at the end of the book. And so I'll leave you at that. With my reading of this excellent book, which is about... By the way, if you buy the paperback version, I don't know about the others, but the mass market, which means you can buy it at Walmart, Albertsons, that sort of stuff, comes with a little chapter of Lizzie's story in the back, the first chapter. So, I mean, I have the book, so it doesn't matter to me, but if you can't afford the book at hardcover, you can at least enjoy the first chapter and get to know the feel, because it's a whole different feel of a book. It's way different than what you're used to. But it's about 451 pages. 400 and something like that. 449 pages. It goes to... Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, yes, yes. October 17th is when it goes to. It's kind of... It has some dates and written like a journal sort of thing, but not really. But it goes till the 17th, which is my birthday day, only in July. But that doesn't matter. Stephen King's Cell, which of course was the number one New York Times bestseller. That's nothing new, and if it is new, go read more of his goddamn books. Because they deserve number one. Pretty much all of them do. And if you're into fantasy type of things, you should check out his Dark Tower series. They're really good too. Although I can't get too much into them, and I don't have time to read the series. Oh, I have so much to read. Maybe I should be reading and not doing this. But no, I'm doing this because I have a belief that people are listening. Therefore, I will do it. And it's pretty fun. To me. And I mean, I'm only 15 and a half years old. I have at least 5 more years to figure out how this works and get money to start buying more high-tech things and, you know. So I'm just kind of doing this to get the feel of it because I hope I can do it better in the future. In the future. What will the future hold? That's a hard question. Based on my school, based on the students in my school, I would say we would have a few Albert Einsteins and the rest of the population would just be porn and beer. Pretty much porn and beer and sex and vape. Yeah, and guns. Don't forget guns and alcohol. That's pretty much the point of it. I can't think of anything else that would matter if all the people in my school ran the future. That's one hell of a future. I don't know if I want to exist in this future. And in this future, in Stephen King's book, Cell, I sure wouldn't mind living in it. It'd be pretty cool, actually. I mean, getting chased by zombies and running around, screaming. Well, you wouldn't scream, but I mean, a lot of them, once you get past their murderous phase, which they do get past. Maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but they do get past their murderous phase. They act a little more normal. And, I mean, you could walk, eventually you could just walk by one. It would look at you and go, fuck off, I don't care anymore. And they just start developing this screw you complex. And it's pretty funny because they start killing and blowing up and destroying everything, and then in a week they're just like, why do we do that? What are we doing? Who are we doing? Yeah, I wonder if zombies screw each other. I mean, that would be pretty interesting. And I guess that brings up my question of the day. If two zombies screw each other, is that necrophilia? If you have the answer, send that to me, because I want to know. But there's no real obscenities in terms of sex or nudity or anything. It's just gore. Lots of gore. You get, like, a whole blood and guts full of gore in the first, 10 pages. I mean, it's pretty freaking awesome. It's addicting from the first 10 pages. And with that in mind, oh god, I hate reading, but I love reading because people need to know what I think. Oh, out of 10, I would give this a 9.9. And, no, I give it a 10. I'm trying to think of one small little deficiency it had to give it a 9.9, and I thought, no, there isn't any. There's really no discrepancy among this. It's just pure brilliance and talent from Stephen King. And apparently Lizzie's story has the same thing. So, I'll bring you that review when I finish the book in, oh, say, 500 years. But Stephen King's Cell, for the moment, gets a 10 out of 10. Perfect score. And if this wasn't unplugged, I would have some little victory tune. Maybe I'll play a Final Fantasy victory tune tomorrow. How does that sound? That should sound good. It better. Okay? Yeah, that's all I had planned for that, but I'm a little thirsty, so I'm gonna get a drink of tea. Enjoy this little whatever music I have playing in the background just for a little ambiance mood, you know. And I just want to talk about next episode, which will be a regular episode. So stick tight. For next episode, which should be for, I guess this will be Friday, so Saturday's episode, which I'll probably record on my MP3 player again, and then I'll add the little jingles and stuff later in the day, but Saturday night for Sunday's episode will be on my regular microphone. I apologize, my MP3 player didn't have the best of quality, but it still sounds pretty good nonetheless. Or at least I must say. I don't know what you people think. Anyway, the next episode, well, let's see, what should I do? I'm gonna start doing a word of the day or word of the week or something like that, maybe. It depends. I have a podcast called Daily Noise thinking about it too. I do need to email them on that. The words are going to be from the game Boulder Dash, so if you've ever played that game, you know how crazy those words can get, and it's pretty exciting. So, I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I've referred it to them, and they didn't say whether they approved or denied of it. They just kind of thought about it and moved on. So I'm going to email them and go, what the hell? tell me yes or tell me no, or else I'm gonna keep bothering the shit out of you. Basically.
And
yeah. So word of the day might happen. Podcast of the week, Mr. Richard Vobes got back yesterday. I'm very happy to say. So I'm keeping his podcast up till not this coming Monday, but the Monday. Well, Sunday after. So it's going to be about a 2-week podcast. Podcast of the 2 weeks. But that's only because he hasn't done one since last Saturday or Friday. And I didn't know he was leaving until about Sunday. So, I'm sorry to all those, but he's back. Hopefully he'll start getting a new Vobes episode. He does have 3 new Nick Englishmen, which he does, which are unscripted like these. Well, maybe not unscripted, but they're unedited, unjingly, unmusical, and they're raw sounding. So you might want to check those out, because those are pretty good, I must admit. They're kind of emotional and heartfelt, though. They're not really happy, skippy, pretend to be okay sort of thing. So check them out. I'll do a news thing. No, that just reminded me of a news. Okay. Really quick here. One thing in the news, as you probably heard by now, is a woman died of food poisoning because some stupid-ass radio station challenged people to drink a whole bunch of water at regular intervals and not go to the bathroom. I mean, first of all, that's stupid of a contest. Second of all, the people who signed up are stupid. You should know whether holding your internal waste, no matter which way it is, you should know that holding that in into your body and letting it soak into other parts of your body is bad and will kill you. You should know this. It's called common sense. Welcome to the world of reality. But this lady, apparently she died from it, and the radio station didn't have a comment. They won't withdraw any comments at all to it. But honestly, in my heart, it's the woman's fault. It's her fault. She took the contest. She was stupid enough to do it when she should know that there would be health risk. And yes, there is such a thing as water poisoning. It doesn't sound real, but it's real. I mean, you can drink a gallon of water, but go to the bathroom each time without holding it at all, and you'll most likely be fine. She drank almost half a gallon, I believe, or almost a gallon, if I recall. Held her bathroom until she was almost dead. Now, I don't imagine, I haven't heard anything about the morgue and where they do the autopsy. There we go, the autopsy report. I haven't heard anything about that, but my best guess from it is that either too much of the internal stuff got somewhere else somehow and infected, or that her bladder simply quit or burst or tore or something. Because holding that in, your bladder will expand. That's why you feel the pressure. But it's not impenetrable. Nothing in our body is impenetrable. If you stretch it too far, it will explode. You can do that to your stomach as well. I mean, it stretches, but if you eat 200 things, like, every day, it's gonna go. Especially if you hold in your crap. But that's pretty gross. Because then if you do crap finally, your toilet will clog horribly, and you'll have to take it out by hand. That sucks for you, but that's what you get for being stupid. But the lady, yeah, it's her fault, not the radio station's, and yet the family is suing the radio station. So apparently that whole emotional thing of, oh my god, my daughter participated and the radio station killed her for it. No, she killed her own damn self, and she paid the price for being so goddamn stupid. So yes, that's my take on it. And it's pretty interesting. On this other news that I heard off of the, why can I not think of the name right now? Distorted View. I listened to that. I listened to it before and then I stopped for about 4 months and now I'm listening to it again. But they had a quick article about, in an old folks home, about 13 stories high, a guy took a shower and died. The water filled up in the bathtub, poured out, got all over the apartment, everybody 13 stories down got water in their rooms. And all this mold stuff started building up. So all the old folks home in this, like, apparently 13-story home had to get evacuated and had to go somewhere else. First of all, how do you go somewhere else? Two, how do you not know this guy? Does he have, like, no wife or no family or no friends? It's pretty depressing, but how does he die and you not notice it? There must be a stench. But the other thing is he was in the shower in the rain. He kind of feel to it, so I guess that would have masked the smell. But still, all that water coming out for 4 days, that's how long he was in the water, ladies and gentlemen. 4 days. Count it. 24, 48, some other time, and some more other time. It's horrible. I mean, how could you not know? I mean, when you start getting a leaky ceiling, you go, oh. When somebody below that same exact room goes, oh, I have a leaky ceiling. Oh, but when you get another person reporting the same leak in the same area, the same, just floor beneath, the same section, that's when you have to start worrying. So you go up to the apartment, check in the guy. You don't just go, are you okay? And you think you hear something, go, oh, okay, that's good. You don't hear anything, you go in, because it's an old folks home, so you suspect, oh my god, a heart attack or a stroke or something. So you go in there and check. But no, they're like, oh, screw the old guy, he can frown, or do whatever he wants, break a hip, I don't care. So, I don't know. If it was me, I would be the old people. Strike and sue that place. They have to pay a lot of money in damages, but they weren't doing their job and making sure the people lived their life to the fullest as they could. And if, I mean, they couldn't protect the guy, obviously, but they could have protected these other people. Because, I mean, it's an old folks home, and not everybody was in, like, perfect shape that they were 20 years ago. Or 30, and a lot of them are in wheelchairs and stuff, and they have to move. They just got kicked out. I mean, it's, from what I heard, it's 13 stories high. What? How many hotels are in that place? I don't know what city it was in, but still, not many. There aren't 13 hotels and motels in one city, last I checked. I mean, there might be, but still, that's just for old folks. I mean, you still have the common tourists and stuff to gather and collect. So I would be the old people and sue. Just sue. And if you're in Hollywood, sue, because it's fun when you do it in Hollywood. That's my opinion. So, yeah, that was a mini news corner, or newsstand, as I'm calling it. That was pretty interesting. I didn't mean to do that. How much time did I kill doing that? Oh, dear. About 13 minutes. Wow, how did that happen? Well, this is going to be my longest episode ever, that's for sure. So next episode, as I was going to do before I got sidetracked with these stories, like I told you, I tend to rant and rave a lot. The next episode, we'll have another newsstand. I'll have some more global news, because this all happened in America. I need to look for some news. It's probably, last time I only did two, and they were okay. They were pretty funny. They're more interesting than funny, but I'm going to look for them. About three, maybe? Yeah. Three sounds good to me. And I'm going to present my first detailed, like, not what I just did with these two. I mean, I ranted and raved and described a little bit. Got sidetracked pretty easy. I'm going to do a full review. I'm going to write out a review and read to you the review that I've written. And usually the reviews are 3 to 4 pages long. I don't know how long this one will be or what it will be on at this point right now yet, which is pretty bad. But it will be at least 2 pages long. Look forward to that, because you need to, and it's important, and it makes me feel better. And I just want to hint a special segment. It's the final change. Final, 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 final. I mean it this time. Final change. And the hint is lyrical presentation. You might be thinking that I'm going to just read lyrics. No. I'm not that simple. So, I'm sorry to leave you hanging like that, but I kind of like it. I like leaving people in suspense. I'm evil like that. Well, that wraps about another episode of Arthur for You. This is an unplugged episode, number 2, I believe. I can't remember, honestly. But it's by far my longest episode. That's pretty nice. It's going to take a hell of a lot of time to upload and put on the Podomatic website. Joy for me. I'll get that all taken care of in the morning. I'm in Colorado, so about Mountain Standard Time, 7 o'clock. Yeah, I have to be in my classroom for school at 7:15. So about 7 o'clock it'll be posted. I'll have a big thing typed out in the show notes. I can't think of anything else. Oh, on my blog, no, my Podomatic website, for my podcast, there's just a little tester thing that's for Podcast Alley, just a way to monitor things. Don't mind it much. But I also took a podcast player, which I believe on my blog and on my podcast website you can check out. I can't remember. I'll check that and put it on both if it's not. But it's at least on one of them where you can play the podcast while you're surfing the internet. Of course, you need to start a new window and tab or whatever browser you have. But it's not a big problem, and it's pretty nice. It's really nice. I mean, you don't have to click it and download. You just click it. It does a little loading thing, and then it starts playing, and you're just free to listen. So look up for that. So if you don't have time to download it or put it on your podcast or whatever, iPod, then just put it on your computer or listen to it while you're surfing the webs, the interwebs of death and doom, or of porn if you're me. Shut up, I like yaoi. Shh. Jesus, can't you keep anything quiet? That wraps up about another episode. I don't know how this one went, but I had a lot of fun doing it. I'm out of breath here, and I have a dry throat, it's starting to hurt and scratchy. I think I'm starting to get sick. I hope not. I'll kill somebody if I become sick, because school's getting harder and harder by the minute, and I cannot afford to miss another day. So yes, that was Hearth of Rio Unplugged, episode 2 or 3. It is Friday the 19th. Please enjoy the rest of your day or night or